Chapter 1. Heidi meets her grandfather on the mountain. A long time ago, in a country called Switzerland, a little girl and her aunt were climbing up a mountain. The little one's name was Heidi, and she had just turned 5 years old. It was a warm summer day in the Alps, but Heidi was wearing two dresses and a coat. These were all the clothes she owned. She was wearing all of them because she was moving to a new home. As they passed through a village halfway up the mountain, Heidi sat down on the ground. "I'm so hot," she exclaimed. A few of the villagers came out to greet Heidi's Aunt Dita. They asked her, "Where are you going with the little girl?" "I am taking her to stay with her grandfather, away up on the Alm Mountain," Aunt Dita said. Heidi was just a baby when her papa died, she explained to the curious neighbors. He was building a house when a heavy piece of wood fell on him. Heidi's mama died, too. "I've been taking care of the child myself for these 4 years." Aunt Dita shook her head. "I cannot care for her anymore. Now I must take her to her grandfather." One of the neighbors said, "Her grandfather is a hard old man. Everybody is afraid of him. He lives up on that mountain all by himself. He looks like a wild man with his long, shaggy beard. He has not been to church for many years, and he lives like an enemy of God. He is a very unfriendly old man. We call him Uncle of the Alm Mountain." Aunt Dita sighed. "Yes, after his son died, he went up into the mountain and never speaks to anyone. He is angry with God." Heidi and her aunt climbed up the mountain until they reached a cottage. In the cottage lived Peter, the goat herder. His mother and his blind grandmother lived there too. Peter was 11 years old. Every day he took care of the neighbor's goats. Heidi ran ahead to meet Peter and the goats. Once she reached Peter, she hopped and skipped merrily up the mountain trail with the goats. Finally, they reached the grandfather's cottage. The old man was sitting on a bench. He had a pipe in his mouth, and he quietly watched them as they came closer. Heidi bounded ahead to greet him. Holding out her hand, she exclaimed brightly, "Good evening, grandfather." The grandfather frowned. "Why are you here?" he asked. He took the little child's hand while Heidi stared at him curiously. Aunt Dita explained, "This is your son's child, Heidi. She has come to stay with you." "I can't keep her here," the old man said angrily. "What will I do with her when she cries for you? She would rather be with you." Aunt Dita shook her head. "I have already taken care of her for 4 years. Now it's your turn."